most real estate agents, which I consider the 10% of the population, go out there, they read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, someone tells them about all the money you can make in real estate. They have this epiphany watching a YouTube video and say, you know what? I don't want to be an employee anymore. I want to go out there and become a business owner. So they go out there and they get into real estate, they get their license, and they automatically assume that they jump from quadrant E to quadrant B, which is a business owner. The issue is that 99% of agents are not in a business. The business owns them. Instead, they jump from quadrant E, which is employee, to quadrant S, which is self-employed. And then when they're self-employed, yes, they control their destiny when it comes to what hours they work. And yes, they control their destiny when it comes to going out there and generating clients. But in reality, they own a job. And the reason I say they own a job is because although their income potential right now is untapped and they could earn as much as they want to earn, they still have to go out of their way to show up every single day to make an income.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade.
Every day I'm hustling.
What's going on, everyone that's listening to the Online Hustlers Podcast? We cover REI marketing and conversion episodes. So this series is focused on real estate marketing and conversion. And I have one special guest today because a lot of you guys are also real estate agents. You guys might have a broker license or have gotten through the real estate agent side. Or maybe saw the value of having a real estate license as you do your wholesale business or you do your real estate investing business, and have seen different models on real estate, especially brokerages that are out there that give you the ability to create this passive income by creating a machine, a recruiting machine, a machine that converts agents into your team top performers that really are going to give you the ability to get in income for yourself, help and support a huge community of real estate agents, and just really make this a really good income. And today I have one of the guys that I met in one time. I was in a mastermind by Ravi Abubali called Scaling with Systems Live, and this was in Miami. I was obviously very impressed with the guy. You can see it in his energy once he comes in here in the room. And we're going to notice that, all right, so this guy is one, you know, this highly driven entrepreneur, real estate agent that have been working in the game for some time, okay? And one of his jobs was to educate me on what he's doing in order to get massive amount of revenue per month by really, really taking advantage of the model that he is in. And today I want to invite you guys to listen to this and learn everything, because we're going to spit some fire. A lot of people are missing out on what really is possible in real estate. Generate commissions, generate reduce recurring affiliate and supporting your community. So we will have Juan right now, Juan Goldbar. That's how you appear on Instagram. So how are you doing, man? What's your full name?
My name is Juan Carlos Baronecci, but yes, I changed it to Juan Goldbar because Goldbar is my company and I want my brand to be associated with my name. So that's why it's called that.
Awesome. So we got the Goldbar team. Where are you based off, man?
So I was born and raised in New York City. I moved down to Orlando, Florida about 6 months ago, and I transitioned my entire company down there just because I couldn't handle another winter in New York. And yeah, it's a little bit more relaxed down there.
Oh, 100%. That transition has given, has made the prices go up, man. In Miami, they're going crazy.
Absolutely.
New Yorkers.
We were selling real estate in New York for the last 6 years, and we found out one out of four people are moving down to Florida. So why not get down there and capitalize on the markets on both ends?
I love it, man. I think that there is a lot of opportunities everywhere you go, but sometimes you have to be in specific vehicles or locations to maximize those opportunities. And really today, man, what I want you to share is kind of share a little bit of the things that you've been able to accomplish with your real estate team and all the recruiting, everything, and kind of like walk us through it because it's so great. I want to learn from you more on how you're doing this so successfully, generating seven figures and over in this space of real estate agents, where usually you see us, you think of a real estate agent. Okay. Real estate agent might be my cousin, my brother, or someone that is actually working hard. And it might be someone that not necessarily take it as a business, but just took a license here and there and like not really putting in any systems in place in order to actually grow this company that they have. And a lot of investors actually are like, I'm working with this real estate agents. Like, it's such a pain in the butt, you know? And so on. Obviously, like what I want to make sure is that investors will be able to work with real estate agents, but also those investors that are licensed and have this capability of doing it, or agents listening to this can take advantage of the methodology or just the structure of how you're making lots of money and helping a lot of people at the same time, right? Because we're here hustlers, but we want to create systems and things that work, that actually make you money, cash flow, and it's somehow sustainable, reliable. No, not somehow, like it must be. So I'd love to understand, like, what is it that you do, what you've been able to accomplish, man, as a real estate agent recruiting these thousands and thousands of agents now?
So pretty much, just to give you an understanding, I am a real estate agent with systems. Most real estate agents that you see are kind of winging it. They have no certainty in their business and they're operating from a reactive state, meaning anytime they go out there every single day and they wake up, they're just hoping that business comes to them. I did the opposite thing. I built out an infrastructure, I hired staff, and I put systems in place with technology to automate the entire business so that I could do in 5 hours what it takes someone 100 hours. And that's why I've been able to scale so fast and so rapidly. This year, my team's already sold more than $150 million worth of real estate. I believe we'll end off the year with around 300 to 400 million sold. And I'm selling that much real estate working less than 5 hours a week. The only reason I do work 5 hours a week in that business is because I have 5 team meetings with my managers, my staff, my team, my partners, and my associates, and they take up 1 hour each. If I got rid of all the meetings, well, I'd technically be retired from sales. And I have 2 streams of income. One comes from the team itself. The other comes from the brokerage platform that I built, where I collect a small percentage off thousands of agents. So if there's anything that anyone wants to take off this call, it's that when you get into the real estate business, you think you're going. Have you ever read the book Cashflow Quadrant, Robert Kiyosaki?
Yes, I have read it. Yep.
Let me just go ahead and share my screen. And yep. I'll show everyone how we could go ahead and check this out.
There is a share button right in there. And if you're listening, he's going to walk us through the entire thing. And you're going to have this available on YouTube to see it as well.
Okay.
All right. There is a share button.
Go ahead and share this. And then you tell me if you could see my screen.
Can you see it? Yeah. Cashflow Quadrant.
So what I'm sharing with the audience right now is the Cashflow Quadrant. It's from a book that I read from Robert Kiyosaki years ago, where people are working a corporate lifestyle. They're going out there. They're going to school. They're getting a really good education. And as soon as they graduate, they apply to get a job. Then they work this job. They work a typical 9-to-5. They apply for a raise every single year. And usually they invest into their 401k, they pay their bills, and hopefully they retire around the age of 50, 60, or even 70. This is what a typical employee does. They're trading their time for money. Then most real estate agents, which I consider the 10% of the population, go out there, they read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Someone tells them about all the money you can make in real estate. They have this epiphany watching a YouTube video and say, you know what? I don't want to be an employee anymore. I want to go out there and become a business owner. So they go out there and they get into real estate, they get their license, and they automatically assume that they jump from quadrant E to quadrant B, which is a business owner. The issue is that 99% of agents are not in a business. The business owns them. Instead, they jump from quadrant E, which is employee, to quadrant S, which is self-employed. And then when they're self-employed, yes, they control their destiny when it comes to what hours they work. And yes, they control their destiny when it comes to going out there and generating clients. But in reality, they own a job. And the reason I say they own a job is because although their income potential right now is untapped and they could earn as much as they want to earn, they still have to go out of their way to show up every single day to make an income. So we have real estate agents that are going out there and they're selling 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 homes a year. They're making $300, $400, $500, $1 million a year. But at what cost? They're still trading their time for money. So what I decided to do, usually around, I think it was 12 or 18 months in, is I had this big epiphany. I got into real estate to become an investor. I wanted to own investments that would provide me with cash flow, that would allow me to build wealth for me, my family, and the people around me. And I realized that going out there and getting a job wasn't the best way to do that. So when I got into real estate, I thought the same thing most people thought, which was, hey, I now run my own business. But I realized I didn't have a business. Why? Because I was the business. I was doing the open houses. I was doing the showings. I was making the offers. I was doing the marketing. I was generating the client. Like, you know this. You're in digital marketing yourself. I was doing everything. And it wasn't until I hired a coach and he said, Juan, if you want to run a business and you want to become the top 1% of agents, you're going to need to go out there and get leverage. Leverage comes in two forms, systems and people. So I started building out the systems. I got a project management tool called Asana, and I started building out an entire dashboard to automate as many things as possible. I then brought on this little application called Zapier, which allows me to automate certain features so that when someone comes in from my website, I could take that contact and automatically upload it into my CRM. And then I started adding different integration features with Google My Business, Google Suite, and Google Voice to really give me capabilities to create a little machine that even if I wasn't there, I could put someone there to run it for me, and it could still deliver the same quality of service. Once I learned how to build out systems with technology, I hired staff. I hired a sales trainer, so I'm going to go out there and manage and train and teach my agents. I hired someone in marketing to actually run all of my backend when it came to social media. I hired an admin, someone that could go out there and run operations, MLS, paperwork. And I hired a content designer, someone that could design my posts, edit my videos, and do my reels. And last but not least, I hired an onboarding manager, someone that could basically take the entire thing off my plate and make sure that the agents on my team were happy. What I had now was a system that would run without me being there. And the only thing I had to do was become the CEO, and not chief executive officer, but chief expansion officer. And once I was the expansion officer, I just had to go out there and recruit the agents to come into this system. And over the last 4 years, I've recruited close to 1,400 agents to my company.
I like that. Why do you think that the recruiting model for a real estate agent has, a lot of people are not really taking advantage of it and don't really know, like, and they just have a lot of challenges with it. Like, what are those things that really have kept the real estate agents from really monetizing this model?
It's the 1% mindset. People that understand that the goal is not to make as much money off yourself or off a couple of people, rather it's to make the least amount of money off hundreds or thousands, understand that you have to go out there and make money in volume. So when I saw the math of how the entire business is designed, I studied the entire brokerage industry and I said, who's making the most money in this entire game? And I wrote down a couple of names and they were all the CEOs of the franchises. They weren't the broker owners running small little offices. They were the CEOs of Keller Williams, of Coldwell Banker, of Remax. And the way that they were producing their income and creating the revenue stream was through charging a small little franchise fee of 3 to 6%. Why 3 to 6%? Because they realize when you charge an agent that much, they never come back and renegotiate. For what you're giving them for the 3 to 6%, they're like, you know what? I'll keep that on for life. But when a brokerage charges someone a 30 or 40% split, the first thing an agent does, as soon as they get experience, and as soon as they understand how to go out there and do it themselves, is they renegotiate. And even if you're charging them 10%, 10% is still too high. And it's why the franchise fees stay usually around under 6 or 7%. So I said to myself, well, why don't I go out there and start a franchise? And then I realized the founder of Keller Williams, the founder of Remax, all invested tens of millions of dollars building systems and blueprints and legal to go out there and design these franchise systems. So I said, okay, what if I buy a franchise? And then I realized, well, that's just going back to being self-employed because now I have to manage the agents, invest a ton of capital, and pay a franchise fee to someone else. So it was kind of at that point where I was like, wow, maybe I don't really have a solution for this. And I should just go back to real estate investing. Then eXp comes around. This is 2018. I'm the first agent in New York, or one of the first, who hears about the model. And the way I saw the model wasn't as me changing brokerages, more so as I saw it as a platform to grow my own franchise. And I went in there, I did the numbers, and I said, hold up, you're going to tell me for $85 a month, you're going to do my payment processing, my accounting, my bookkeeping, continuing ed, legal, hire corporate staff, and get me licensing in all 50 states, where do I sign up? And I signed up June of 2018. And anytime I would recruit an agent, I realized they took off all of the overhead, liability, and responsibilities off my plate. And the only thing I had to focus on was building my brand and attracting them in. So to answer your question, Esteban, I honestly think the reason I've been able to recruit so well is because I had a machine behind me that I knew that if once I brought them on board, everything was going to be taken care of for me. Versus if I didn't have that machine built in place, I would have to do everything myself. And mentally, I wouldn't be in the right state to go out there and recruit.
Yeah, but I think also, man, like what you cover is very important and very interesting, because what you've done so far is really, you can take this skills and systems that you have created and literally plug and play it in any single industry or vertical that exists out there. And basically, you have actually created yourself a recession-proven model, right? Because like now, like real estate agents usually struggle a lot on really understanding their role when they come into a brokers or when they come in to be doing real estate agents. And it's not all butterflies and rainbows. If you really want to make a lot of money, not only you have to invest the money, but you have to create that, right? Systems and people. And it's just very basic things on business. And I feel like, for example, like with the model that you have, it goes along with what a real estate agent must and should do, which is putting yourself out there, a brand, putting yourself and surrounding or sitting in the right seats in order to actually get these people interested in working with you, but also selling, just being able to sell the idea of coming into a franchise like yours. And those are one of the two main things that I believe that real estate agents do not get very well. And there's like millions of real estate agents, both in US and Canada. This is also learned in Canada, that there should be a wake up call.